Blog Talk Radio.
And coming to you live from beautiful Vancouver Island on the Canadian West Coast, welcome to Rock or Not. I'm Henry Locke, and here with me in studio is my co-host, Miss Jennifer Lally. And I did say Miss, did I not?
I think you did.
I did. Yeah. I said Miss, yeah. And you are a Miss.
Well, but using the term lightly, yeah. For the next hour, we'll be spinning all of the latest and hottest new tracks we could get our hands on, from rock to country, from jazz to metal.
Actually, we'll be spinning some of it. We tried about spinning all of it, but it was kind of, yeah, you only got an hour.
Yeah.
We should change that. And anyways, the idea of our show, Rock or Not, is to hear from you, our listening audience, if what we're playing rocks. Rocks, not just kind of, it rocks. Does it rock? Yeah. Or no, it's kind of wimpy, it's kind of hanging there. So if you want to send us in something, that'd be great, something we can play over the air. And, you know, I really looked hard for the newest Iron Maiden today, because today is their release date of their big new album, right? So if anybody has a way to get a hold of that album, that would be just great. If you could MP3 me and you just send it right through livestreetsradio.com. And I think we're going to start with something from Bret Michaels. This is the singer from Poison. He's got something new. It's called Riding Against the Wind.
Rolling, we're still riding again.
And that was Feeder, the end. Now, I got to say, so those aren't real happy lyrics.
No, I wouldn't say.
But it rocks.
It does. It definitely rocks. And what is your opinion on this song?
Well,
you know, part of the show is for people to call us and let us know what you feel. Does that song rock or does it not? So you're invited to please phone us. You can call us at 1-646-478-3243. That's 1-646-478-3243. Now, you can also, of course, get a hold of us through the website, which is livestreetsradio.com. And, yeah, please do give us a call. Let us know what you think.
And by the way, the name of that feeder song is called The End. And the album is called Renegades. And just what I've really liked most about that song, Jen, was your head banging.
Yeah, my hair was going everywhere, and I'm telling you, somebody could have put their eye out with my headphones flying through the air.
Yeah.
But it was good.
And before that, we heard Bret Michaels with the song Riding Against the Wind from his 2010 release, Custom Built. And I guess they're calling that genre country. Bret Michaels. It's country now. Oh,
my
okay.
Goodness.
Bret Michaels from Poison.
What happened there?
And speaking of country, you're going to love this. We're going to actually play you something that's just ridiculous. A guy named Ray Stevens, who years ago had a hit song called Spiders and Snakes.
Oh, he had a few of them. There was The Streak.
There were all kinds of great ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's got a brand new song, and I listened to this today, and I just couldn't stop laughing. It's called Caribou Barbie.
Texas and Alaska, like Paul Bunyan cleared a forest. Kung Fu corruption, like some lady Chuck Norris. But they sliced and diced the footage of her TV interviews, and the mainstream media called her Caribou. $1,000, she turned down that fancy chef. Cooked her family meals at home, eBayed that private jet. She hunts moose and loves to fish. Now, man, that's really cool. She's got it going on in the Yukon. We love our caribou. Barbie.
We got meat tonight, kids.
Palin for president has a nice ring to it. Obama shelved in 2012, and you and I can do it. A president with common sense, now that'd be something new. Throw out that tax and spend, jackass. Vote in the caribou. Caribou. Barbie.
There's your fur coat, Briscoe.
She'll make rootin' tootin' pootin', put his shirt back on. Al-Qaeda's never reckoned with a pit bull hockey mom. She's read the Constitution too, now ain't that a hoot? That's why I'm voting caribou. Barbie.
Look on a new gun rack.
The 2012 Caribou Barbie presidential doll comes complete with its very own White House, Air Force One, and a copy of the Constitution. And oh yes, lipstick. Sorry, not available to lobbyists. Lincoln bedroom not sold separately. Acorn limit one per customer. Term limits do apply.
Caribou.
Barbie.
You betcha. Piper, stop licking that baby's head. Where is my lipstick?
It's a long life, this I do believe. I never thought we'd see the end. Maybe I was just naive. On a cold night, you can see your breath so clear. I always thought that we'd be friends, but friends can disappear. Time is moving slow.
Where'd you go?
Rain turned into snow.
Where'd you go?
Open the door, turn on the light. Hope I'll see you there.
And that was Great Big Sea. Long Life, Where'd You Go? And before that, we heard an unbelievably ridiculous song by
Ray Stevens.
Caribou Barbie.
Caribou Barbie. I'm thinking, I'm understanding where his political affiliations are leaning.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I'm not sure if I'd want to hear it more than two times, but no. Yeah. It's a good song.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, I thought it was great.
It's fun.
So where are we going next year?
I don't know. Let's try Paul Thorne.
Yeah, and before we actually spin this, a couple of weeks ago we played a Paul Thorne song, that his title track to his new album called Pimps and Preachers. What a great name. And I've been listening to his stuff this whole week and just love it. This is just so good. Like, his lyrics are so crafty and so insightful, and sometimes they're kind of brash and rude, but they're just great. I just kind of love it. He kind of reminds me of, who's that guy? He sings, Buy Me a Little Help With My Friends. You know, covered the Beatles.
Joe Cocker?
Joe Cocker, yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds just like him, sort of thing. Different world. But anyways, this is called, this is Paul Thorne, Weeds in My Roses. And you just heard Chasing Avalanche. The name of the song was Weight of the World. Now, the album is called Without the Hour. And while we're listening to that, we just went to their MySpace page. That was a great page.
It is.
Striking.
It was surprising that it was MySpace. I was thinking, what great wallpaper.
I didn't know that they could do that kind of stuff in MySpace. Yeah, if you want a good check out a really cool website, check out Chasing Avalanche, A Way to the World on MySpace. Just type it in the search. Where are we going? So before that, we heard Paul Thorne, Weeds and My Roses. Just love that stuff. And now we are going to try, this is a killer, killer rock band. It rocks already, in my opinion, but hey, I'll leave that up to you. The name of the song is called A Rite of Passage by Dream Theater.
it's a wedding day. And Funeralville, Soupspoon's on your right. The king and queen will alternate with the refrigerator light. They'll be boxing on the TV show. The colored kids will sing. Hooray for you, the midnight oil that's burn the whole damn thing. Felicia is my dark horse girl. I'll take her if it rains. She throws a punch upon the host and says many stupid things. But she ain't so bad when we're all alone. She's as different as can be. She's a part of my heart. Don't you pull us apart. She's like one of the family. Oh no, trouble in the attic. Won't somebody turn on the light? Got so many troubles. Can't even tell wrong from right. Gonna comb my hair, darn my socks, tip my hat.
And we're back, and you just heard from, what is this guy's name?
Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band. That song was called Wedding Day in Funeralville.
You know what? That was a really cool song.
It was.
Yeah, and before that, we heard just an anthem of a song from Dream Theater called Rite of Passage. That was like an 8.5-minute song.
It's about the same length as Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yeah, pretty much the same, except these guys are unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Big Dream Theater fan. And now Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band, what the heck is the name of that album?
It's called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. And these are all songs by John Prine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... yeah, they've got some shows coming up, and if you are in Pioneer Town, can you move that over just a little bit? I can't see what dates. Thank you. Okay, it looks like they're coming up in September. There's a couple of them coming up in Pioneer Town, California, at Pappy and Harriet's, and then again on September 30th in Santa Barbara at Soho. It looks like they're going to have the Felice Brothers, which will be their backing band, or Connor's backing band, as well as playing a set to open the show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Coming up, right away, we're going to play something brand new from Uncle Cracker. And the song is called Good to Me, and it features backing vocals by Kid Rock.
Did you have to tell me that?
Yes, I did. I gotta hear this.
Nobody blowing up my phone. I ain't buzzing, man, and I ain't stoned, but I'm riding, flying higher than the blue sky. If you don't like me, brother, that's okay. I ain't gonna let it wreck my day. I keep styling, smiling, handing out the sunshine. Why? Damn.
guts out of here. Well, wow. You heard quite a mangled version of Lee Ritenour's version of Give Me One Reason. The station, I think, is having a few technical difficulties.
I would say so, yeah. That's one of my favorite songs, actually. It was done originally by Tracy Chapman.
Written by her,
yeah. As well. I wasn't sure. Yeah, it's an awesome song, and it's a shame that we didn't get to hear it properly, because he actually did an awesome job of that song. So look him up, Lee Ritenour, and Give Me One Reason. Trust me, you'll love it if you hear it properly. Part of the reason that we're on the air right now is to get your opinions. So if you are still with us, congratulations. You've won a prize. It's just satisfaction, actually.
we can't afford
prizes.
Especially that strangling of a song.
Exactly. So if you want to give us a phone call, you're more than welcome to do that. Our number here is 1-646-478-3243. Remember, those songs are much better than what you heard tonight due to technical difficulties.
And before that, we tried to play Uncle Cracker's Good to Me with Kid Rock. Unfortunately, that only lasted about a minute until we went into the next song. So you know what? We're going to try a new song here, and you know, bear with us. We're going to play something from Paul Weller. The song is called Grasp and Still Connect. And let's just pray to God that this goes right.
Let's hope it grasps.
Yeah. Hang in there, and please be understanding if it doesn't go right.
You bet.
Paul Weller.
So it looks like we're definitely having some major technical issues here tonight. I'm just going to take a little bit of an opportunity to chat with you a little bit about what's going on with us right now. We are actually in a band here in Canada called Third Rock, and we're in the process of getting an album put together. We won't be able to play any of that for you tonight, I don't think, because it doesn't seem like anything's working with the music right now. But these are a series of songs. We're doing 12 songs on our album, and they're written by Henry and myself. So, yeah, we're looking forward to when that comes out. It'll be within the next 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully, and we'll be having the big CD release party.
It's been a year.
It has been
almost
a year.
We started recording last September, and, yeah, looking forward to it.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
There's no better way to get to know somebody than to make an album with them.
Exactly.
So I really do want to try another song here.
Okay.
And, you know, this next artist I'd like to try to play is just a classic of an artist. It's brilliant. And I hope that this one doesn't wreck him either. This is a remake of the old song Roxanne by the original artist Sting, 2010. It's kind of a more mellow version. And, please work. Let's try this. Roxanne by Sting. Okay, and we're back. That was a wonderful version, but you know what? Sorry, Sting. That was probably not the thing that you wanted to hear your remake played as. So, since we're not getting any good sound out of our system here through the station, what can we talk about?
Well, how about if we get into the whole recording process?
Okay.
Why not?
The recording process.
Yeah.
I think the recording process rocks because, like I said, you never actually know somebody until you record with them and or you marry them.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to think your wife thinks we are getting married.
No.
But we're not that religious sect, so I guess we're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, so I was actually, you know, something really cool to talk about is, what makes a song rock?
What makes rock? I would have to say that it has to do with that straight-ahead beat. It's got to be in your face. It's got to have an attitude. It's got to get you right down deep inside your soul.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I listen to, say, some of the Beatles stuff, particularly this one old song called I'm Down, you know that song? Aerosmith covered it, and a few other artists covered it.
Okay.
I'm down, I'm really down. It's just great. And it's just like one of those honest songs that you can play, and immediately you get it, because everybody's had that experience of being down, right? So I guess, what equals rock? Raw, rebel. What are words that come to your mind when you think of rock?
Oh, my gosh. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, you're talking about punk.
Oh, sorry. Wrong genre.
That's good.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. anyway. I mean, it does sometimes have a bit of a message. Sometimes, I will admit, I've heard some rock that's been really great, but it's definitely a piece of fluff when you listen to the words. But it's the attitude of the instruments that put it into that category that makes you go back to it and makes you listen again.
I totally agree. And to me, it doesn't have to go 1,000% in your face. Like, I mean, personally, I've picked up an acoustic guitar and played, and I've had the huge compliment of having people cry over my song. And to me, that...
I've seen it.
Yeah, have you?
I have.
It happened, actually, a couple of weeks ago. I sat around a circle of people in a songwriter circle in Nanaimo, and I picked up my guitar, and I played Colorblind.
Ah.
And I no, that wasn't the one that... It was a song off my first album, Eric's Song. And I played it, and it was just after the passing of our good friend Jerry Paquette, Raincoast Studio. And it was a song about, just losing somebody and what it means to you. And there were a few teary eyes, and somebody said later, your song rocked. I said, yeah, but that wasn't rock. I said, no, that song, that rocked. And I thought that was cool because it hit him in the right place, you know?
Exactly.
Brought out the feelings. And
well, that's part of it, isn't it? I mean, if it speaks to somebody's soul, then you've definitely hit a number one, whether it's only one person or millions that fall in love with that song. If you can strike that chord where somebody feels it in their emotions and it comes across, then you've struck gold.
Yeah. And to me, personally, there is some kind of rock out there that I don't understand why people buy it. You know, it's the kind of stuff that it's so dark and negative and taking, sort of like blood parasitic sort of thing. Like when I listen to, when I listen to Marilyn Manson, I just feel an energy drain. I feel like maybe there's such a thing as vampires.
Musical vampires.
Musical vampires, yeah.
Okay, it's kind of like Twilight, the musical.
Yeah, but on the same level, you have to say that rocks because it just hits you at a place and shifts your feelings.
Exactly.
It's not something I would reach out to buy personally. However, there are millions that do want to buy that.
Exactly, and they do.
Yeah.
They really do. So, I guess we, as a musical team, probably are more intrigued, well, not intrigued, but we appreciate something that has a bit more of a positive slant to it. So, yeah, look forward to our album. Believe me, you will like it.
And we're happy to be on there tonight, and we'll see you next week. We're Rock or Not. Bye.